Now Casa. Casa over to Jordy. Jordy, that one's tipped away, and it's a foot race between Patricus, and she gets stopped there by Brittany Mowat. Patricus went flying into the net. They're going to call that one a goal. They will review that one. Patricus popped right into Brittany Mowat. The puck sailed into the back of the net. And if that one stands, it'd be 3-0 St. Cloud State with 7:05 to play. Beavers out shooting St. Cloud State today, 21-8. Just haven't been able to get anything past the Husky goaltender. The puck looks like it came off the post. Did it come off the post before Brittany Mowat, before the puck went past Brittany Mowat? That is the question of the day. Where's the puck? They're trying to watch this one in slow motion next to me. They might consider that one a goal. 7:05 to play here in the second period. St. Cloud State already has a 2-0 lead. They are reviewing this one in hopes that, well, at least Beaver fans are hopeful that it won't count, but it sure looks like it was a goal. The puck looks like it got past the goal line before the Patricus went flying into the net. And if indeed that is a goal, that would be her second of the day, her third of the weekend against Bemidji State. Patricus, a sophomore out of Brighton, Michigan. I know her parents were listening yesterday. Mr. Dad was. And had emailed the booth. You shouldn't just assume it was her dad. Stephen Patricus was the email of the booth yesterday. And it is a goal. 3-0, St. Cloud State leading here. 7:05 to play in the second period. Beavers have a little bit of a comeback from behind to do here.